Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Without a Doubt. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we will be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
He said, don't be like the pagans who are so deeply concerned about these things. I mean, it's understandable that unsaved people worry, that don't know God and don't have faith. But it is not understandable that you and I worry just like they do. That's not understandable to the Lord. Your Heavenly Father already knows all your needs, and He'll give you all you need from day to day if you live for Him and make the kingdom of God your primary concern. Verse 34, so don't worry. Amen. That's the third time Jesus said it. Did He say try not to?
No.
Did He say do your best?
No.
What did Jesus say?
Don't worry.
Now, if you had any doubt about it before this morning, that's over. You know the Lord told you and me not to do it. The thing about it, it's so much more fun not worrying. Worry is no fun. Worry makes it worse. He said, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. Deal with today. God will be there tomorrow. Don't borrow on tomorrow's issues. Say it out loud again. Don't worry.
Don't worry.
Don't worry.
What's the rest of that little song?
Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. No worries. Now, skip on down to the 13th chapter. Man, the further you go, the more serious this gets. Matthew 13. Are we faith people?
Yes.
Then we're not worriers.
Amen.
You can't be both. Worry is un-Christian. Unfaith, ungodlike. In fact, how many remember Romans 14:23 said, whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Like I said, the further you go, the worse you see that it actually is. But it is commonly accepted in traditional and religious circles. You hear Christians talking about things. So and so. Did you know that their mama's laying up in the hospital over there, and I just got through talking to him, and he's not even worried about it? Sorry, rascal. And you don't worry about your kids. You're a bad parent. You don't worry about your bills. You're irresponsible. Paying your bills and worrying about your bills are two completely different things.
Amen.
Well, if Brother Keith, if you got bills and they're past due and the creditors are calling, I'm sorry, but you can't help it. Tell Jesus that. I don't think you'll get very far. He just looked at us in the Word and said, we read it three times right there. Yes. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry. Philippians, don't you have any anxiety about anything. Don't do it. It's a command. Don't do it. So say it again, I don't worry.
I don't worry.
Ever.
Ever.
About anything.
I don't worry.
The Lord's not trying to take something away from us that's good. He's endeavoring to help us. Matthew 13, are you there? Matthew 13 and 22. Well, verse 20. He that received the seed into stony places, the same is he that hears the word, and anon with joy receives it. Yet he has no root in himself, but dureth for a while, and when tribulation or persecution rises because of the word, by and by he's offended. He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that hears the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches. Now, we've been talking about covetousness on Friday night. They do what? Choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. Choke what? Choke. What word are we talking about here? The word of God? Surely there's nothing could choke the word. You know, you'd barely believe it if you hadn't read it. Jesus saying it, that there was something that could choke the word out of your life. The cares. Somebody say cares. Cares of this world. Let me read this to you from another translation. It says, the one who received seed that fell among the thorns is the man who hears the word, but the worries of this life and deceitfulness of wealth choke it and make it unfruitful. Another one says, the worries about this life and the love for riches choke the message and they don't bear fruit. Oh, friend, do we believe this? Is it possible that something left unchecked by us could actually choke the life-giving, life-changing word of God out of our life so that it bears no fruit in us and in our life? Can worry do that? Oh, it's doing it every day. You can be in church, you can be listening to tapes, you can be reading the Bible yourself and get a word that excites you and pumps you and brings life to you, and it's beginning to put root down and begin to spring up, and then you can go and yield to worry. And one translation says, it suffocates it. It suffocates it. That word that God put in you that's trying to grow and trying to produce victory in your life, that worry will smother it. And it doesn't produce. What does that mean? You don't get your answers. You don't get your miracle. You don't get your victory because you worry instead. This is serious. I said, this is serious. I mean, it almost baffles your mind that something could choke the word. Because we're talking about the word of God. That heaven and earth will pass away. But this word endures forever. Amen. Now your worry can't choke the word in my life. Right. Or vice versa. But it can choke and suffocate and render unfruitful and of no effect good word that God has put into you. If you worry. Because see, you can't do both. You can't believe God about that situation and worry about it. You can't. We have set out to be without a doubt. We have embarked upon this path. Right? And now we come face to face with the command of the Lord Jesus that worry is forbidden. Just like lying, just like stealing. Did you hear me?
Yes.
Worry is forbidden. Worry is sin. Worry chokes out the word. Man, without the word, you and I are a weak mass of quivering flesh waiting to fall.
Amen.
Know that I ever said that just quite like that. But it's true. When you say without the word, you just got through saying without Jesus. He is the word. I don't know if we understand just how, what a strong statement this. I mean, I wouldn't believe it if Jesus hadn't said it. But basically he's telling me worry can choke him out of my life. Lord. Then I despise worry. It's all right to hate worry. Oh, are you supposed to hate? Yeah, just not people. You're supposed to hate sin, not sinners. You're supposed to hate sickness, not sick people. You're supposed to hate poverty, not poor people. And you ought to hate, you ought to despise worry. And if you catch some of it in you, man, you don't take it sitting down. You jump up on your feet. You go, no, oh, no, no, we don't worry in this house.
That's right.
No, we don't. We don't worry in this car. We don't worry in this chair. We don't. Lord, forgive me. I cast those thoughts down and I cast every care on you. And I refuse. I refuse to worry. Because the word's not going to get choked out of me. The word is going to put roots down deep. And it's going to spring up. And it's going to come first the ear and the blade and the full corn in the ear. And it's going to bring forth 30 and 60 and 100 fold. And the word is going to overcome everything in my life that's wrong. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And I will not choke it with ungodly worry. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Thanks be unto God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Go to Mark 4 while we're here. Mark 4. Notice something in the nature of it. You'll recognize it immediately. Mark 4, verse 37. Mark 4:37, there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full, and it's time to worry. When you're out on the sea, and you're caught in a hurricane, and your boat is full of water, and you can't see land, and it's night, it's time to worry. I'm sure Jesus would understand. Because this is a tough situation. Jesus was in the hinder part of the ship worrying. Because, I mean, this is bad. Scared. So you can't imagine him being scared or worried. Don't you know he's in you? He's in you. You're in him. He was asleep on a pillow. I reckon he's wet. The boat's full of water. And he's just snoozing away. Why? He doesn't worry ever about anything. You want to be like Jesus? Who wants to be like Jesus? Then you can't worry about anything. Ever, because he didn't.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled No Worries, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1104B. That's R1104B, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.